Trying to think of all the dumb questions we're asked.
Or the best.
Who's in the lead? Could I buy some weed? Why do women bleed? Can I plant my seed? There are many types of questions, and answers are all we need. But the most important question, we all agree: how will you feed? How will you feed?
How will you feed? Brought to you by
Jorts.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Do you guys like beef jerky?
What?
And there was the tipper.
Yeah, but boy, he got in a bunch of other ones beforehand. We'll hear that next week.
Beef jerky.
Just save it.
And just your cadence on the other ones.
You guys so... like beef jerky?
Never. F a ticket. Creepy.
What's up?
So weird. All right, that was really funny. So we talked about this the other day, and I don't know what brought it up, but we were speaking of sewage, and in particular, where it all goes.
You're talking about that sewage situation at a ballpark where they were having to clean it up, right? Yeah,
that's right. Where was that?
You did the story,
Dodgers,
right?
Dodgers...
Oakland?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dodger Stadium.
Yes, it was Dodger Stadium where they had things going wrong. And it was seeping into the outfield. And
it didn't get to the outfield, but it was seeping into the stands.
The stands. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it appeared right in front of the Dodgers dugout.
And then we were talking about how it had happened with the A's, and it's probably an ongoing issue with that stadium. And then we moved on to the Cowboys. When Jerry first bought the team, we were talking about how the toilets overflowed at Texas Stadium to the point of there was full-on panic in game number one. I think it was regular season or preseason game number one of the Jones regime. So, still laughing about beef jerky.
Come on, pull it together.
Well, anyway, we were talking about, too, how in the future, how people who deal with this type of thing, that they should be lauded. And Pete Townsend of The Who said in the early 70s that in the future there's going to come a time when people who deal with this and they have solutions for human waste, that they're going to be regarded as heroes in our culture. Well, let's take you to New York City.
Okay.
Where I've always wondered about this. Now, Mike, you say that you don't want to think about this problem because you live in a big building in downtown Dallas. Well, there aren't that many buildings in downtown Dallas in relation, of course, to places like New York.
Yeah.
So what do you think those people are thinking, where everyone lives in that type of environment? Where does it go?
It boggles the mind how they must handle that.
Where does it go?
Goes to water treatment plants, right?
Well, we found out where 10% of it does go. And thanks to a guy who sent me an email yesterday, he said, I think you'll find this very interesting. So New York City signed a deal with a group called Big Sky Environmental Company in Adamson, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the deal was is that they would take 10% of their sewage, which, by the way, New York City's residents produce 1,200 tons of sewage each day. 1,200 tons a day.
Wow. I believe it.
Yeah.
They got a lot of people up there.
And they don't.
That seems like on the low side.
Yeah, it might.
1,200 tons?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be.
I mean, think about, do the math. A ton is 2,000 pounds, right?
Yeah.
Times 1,200. That's 2.4 million pounds of poop And how many people live in the city? 6 million, 7 million, 8 million?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I mean,
maybe
you figure each one weighs a pound, right?
I don't think so.
So you're saying that each time you go to the bathroom, it's a quarter pound?
Man, I don't know. You kind of weird me out.
Well, I'm interested.
It would probably vary from time to time, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, they say that much of the 1,200 tons of sewage that is there each day gets shipped out of state. Shipped.
In what?
Well, here's where the story gets interesting. So Big Sky Environmental, which is in Alabama, said, yeah, we'll take it. Because they're getting X amount of dollars for this. This mm-hmm. is now becoming an industry.
Yeah, so people are business. Buying your crap?
No, they're willing to take it off your hands because they don't know what to do with it in New York.
Oh, so they're paying these other people to take it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Alabama is not purchasing it. But the question is, how do you move 1,200 tons of sewage? The answer?
I mean, you're not getting a U-Haul.
No, but you're on the right track.
A truck?
Keep going.
A plane?
Lower.
A boat?
A bus?
I'm just going to tell
submarine.
You.
A train.
A train.
So they got poop trains, huh?
They have poop trains. So this has been going on since 2016. Well, now they're dumping this in a landfill near Birmingham. Birmingham, the capital, right?
Yeah.
Montgomery's the
capital. Montgomery is? Yeah. Birmingham's got to be one of the top three most populated cities.
Yeah, it's the biggest city.
Okay. So they're dumping it outside of Birmingham, and they're freaking out because suddenly, depending on where you are in the city, if a train car is approaching, things aren't going well. They're saying that these train cars are so pungent that pedestrians are passing out if they're near them. Yeah. They say wherever the rail cars go, the stench follows. And according to one resident, if you get close to the trucks, the liquid would blow off onto your windshield, the rail cars.
Ew.
Yes. And fill your car with a stink.
So they liquefy all this stuff before they put it on the train or what?
I don't know, dude. They say sometimes it'll spill out on the road, and when it does that, if you walk past it, they say it smells so bad that it's like an episode of Seinfeld. It's on you, even though it's not on you, and you have to go home and take a shower.
Damn.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
So,
this is the worst story you've ever done.
10% of what New York puts out
mm-hmm.
is taken in by this plant. And Big Sky Environmental was allowed to take in 400,000 tons per year from the sewage treatment plants in New York's five boroughs, South Kearney, and New Jersey. So into Birmingham, 10% into Birmingham, which 10% of New York, again, we're talking about 10 million people. That's the size of, well, Birmingham's what, a million maybe? 500,000 to a million
it
probably?
Ain't no 10 million, that's
no.
for sure.
No.
But now the outrage was so big that they've cut ties with Big Sky.
How about Birmingham being about 200,000 people?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So five times what they emit is coming into their city.
So they have cut ties?
They have completely cut ties. New York City used to take its sewage out to sea, which, dude.
Yeah, that's what I figured they would do with it.
Well, they had the big garbage barges. You know, you see those, which, again, every time I've been in New York City, the only thing I think of, and this is where my mind goes, is where does the trash go? Because you see it out there on the stoops every day.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it go?
That's what I think of, too.
Yes, that's it.
It's mind-boggling,
I don't
man.
Think about what a wonderful and magical city it is and filled with the arts.
Well,
and
I think about that. You know, it's a great place, but it's got a ton of people there, and with a ton of people comes huge downside.
Well, yeah, but the EPA ruled against that in 1988.
What, no more taking it out to sea?
No more taking it out to sea. And then you had states like Oklahoma, Alabama, Colorado took a chance on the, what they're calling the New York poop train. See, these are things that we need to know about that nobody wants to know about. We need to know this information.
Yes.
Right?
It's important.
Yeah, because it happens to every one of us, but nobody likes to talk about it.
Right. But now I guess they've cut ties, and now I don't know where 10% of it goes. What are they doing?
This is only 10% anyway.
Yeah, where's the other 90%?
Water treatment plants or sewage treatment plants. Right?
I don't know, man.
Okay, so where does it go after sewage treatment plants are done with it?
Baltimore? Probably, I don't know, in landfills and whatnot.
Ugh. Man, this is something I don't know very much about.
No.
They call these things sewage sludge cars.
Oh, God. And you know what? Like, did you guys think when you were a kid that if you were the conductor of a train that you had pretty much the most kick-ass job of anybody?
Hell yes.
Imagine being the conductor of the poop train.
Of the poop train?
Yes.
No.
No. No.
Wasn't that a Cat Stevens song?
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking lately, riding on the poop train.
I think it's the OJs.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Get on the poop train. Poop train. The next stop that we make will be Birmingham.
Well, there you go. There's a little.
Well, you just
how will you feed?
You just ruined my weekend. You know,
you ruined everybody's weekend. Way to go, Corby.
No problem.
You suck.